All right, if you haven't yet seen the Bank for International Settlements, that's the BIS, their unified ledger plan, that's something you need to take a look at. I did a podcast episode about that. It's definitely worth reviewing. Basically, it says that the BIS, which is the bank of banks, this is what the central banks bank with to settle things internationally between the central banks, they're all going to have a globalist-run unified ledger that is centralized and programmable, controlled by these globalist organizations, and they will tokenize all the assets of the world onto this ledger. And by tokenization, it just means to move the ownership record to this ledger for real estate, for stocks and bonds and treasuries and pension funds and every financial asset that you can imagine. They even have an on-ramp for physical assets, if anybody wants to participate in that. But they're going to tokenize every asset they can on this system and then make it programmable for regulatory compliance, which means, of course, I mean, you can kind of read between the lines, means if you don't go along with climate change, they will delete your ownership of all your assets. If you don't go along with the LGBT agenda, if you don't go along with, you know, whatever government narrative is being pushed or vaccine mandates or any other nonsense, you are going to find all of your assets deleted or penalized or automatically confiscated. You know, basically, if ownership is only an entry on a ledger controlled by globalists, then you will clearly own nothing unless you obey what they want you to obey. So that's what they mean by you will own nothing. Now, in contrast to this stands, well, a few asset categories where you have self-custody and therefore self-control. Cash, like hard green cash, is actually one of them. But, of course, they're limiting on-ramps and off-ramps of cash into the banking system. You're not allowed to take out very much cash or to deposit very much cash. And if you do, it flags all kinds of AML rules, which is anti-money laundering. And then, you know, you get reported and investigated, even for relatively small amounts of cash. And a lot of banks are limiting daily ATM withdrawals to just a few hundred dollars. So cash is not going to be very useful for very long. They're going to outlaw cash across the Western world. The other assets that have self-custody are gold and silver and crypto. And you've heard me talk about these three things quite a bit. Because you have self-custody, you have ownership and control. And even in crypto, when you own crypto and you take possession in your own wallet, it's not that you just have an entry of an amount of crypto held by someone else. Although you could do that by buying crypto and keeping it on a centralized exchange, and then they hold your coins, they hold your crypto. But that's not the recommended way to hold crypto. You should have your own wallet, and you get your coins in your wallet, you have your keys, your seed phrase, your password, boom, you have total control. And the wonderful thing about crypto is that not only is it very easy to send and receive, much easier than sending gold, for example, but that there are no limits. You can send your entire crypto wallet to somebody if you want, or you could receive unlimited amounts. You can spend unlimited amounts. There are no limits, there are no withdrawal limits, whatever. And it's not subject to regulatory approval. In the crypto world, it's called permissionless. And that's a good thing. It means you don't need permission to use it. You don't need anybody's permission to send it or receive it or spend it or whatever. Whereas in the world of traditional finance, you always need permission. You got to have permission to cash a check. You got to have permission to send a wire. You got to have permission to take money out. In a lot of banks, you even have to call ahead and sort of pre-approve permission to go take out cash. Otherwise, they won't even let you take the cash out. So this is the key difference. Cryptocurrency is permissionless, but the new BIS global unified ledger system is based entirely on permission. You have to have permission from the globalists, and they can revoke that permission at any time if they don't like who you are or what you say or what you're doing, right? Or your religion, such as being a Christian, or your purchasing habits. Oh, you bought too much ammo. In fact, there was, I forgot who said this, but over the weekend there was a video that emerged of one of these globalist advocates of this unified ledger. I think he either worked with the UN or the BIS. And he said, yeah, this ledger could have rules where your money gets shut off if you buy too much ammunition or firearms, he said, for example. Or I think illegal drugs or something. So you know exactly where they're going with this. You won't be able to buy ammo under this system. You won't be able to buy firearms. You won't be able to buy probably gasoline at some point because they're trying to outlaw vehicles and combustion engines and fossil fuels. So if you love to live as a slave under a global system of authoritarian control, then you're going to love the BIS and their unified ledger. Don't forget that term, unified ledger. And by unified, what they mean is that it is harmonized across all the central banks of the Western world. And those banks would include, you know, the Bank of England, of course, the European Central Bank, the ECB, and, you know, the Bank of Japan, and so on. Now, let's wrap all that up, everything I just said, set it aside for a moment. That's the Western system of financial authoritarianism and globalist control. Now, in contrast to that, not only do you have an option to hold crypto or hold gold or silver yourself, but Russia has just announced something huge, which is that the BRICS nations, which is, of course, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and there are at least 40 other nations that want to join BRICS, that they're about to announce a gold-backed decentralized cryptocurrency that's going to be apparently announced in the August meeting among BRICS nations. So it's coming right up. This would be a decentralized cryptocurrency, and the reason it has to be decentralized is because, well, that makes it more resilient and essentially non-hackable, non-confiscatable for the most part, and very difficult to take down. You know how the United States likes to weaponize the dollar and commit economic sanctions against countries that the U.S. State Department doesn't currently like, such as Russia. Well, the best defense against those kinds of national attacks is decentralization. You know, hence the name of my new show, Decentralize.tv, if you want to check that out. But Russia and China and the other countries are about to launch a decentralized cryptocurrency that would work on the blockchain. It would work a lot like Bitcoin, except they say it's going to be backed by gold, which you would think that that means that you could, you know, trade in the crypto for gold, and that for every coin of crypto that's created, that there's going to be acquired and vaulted an equivalent amount of gold that represents that specific, you know, crypto coin. And of course, I guess you have to trust that that's the case. You have to trust that that gold has been acquired and vaulted and audited and that it's actually there, which is very hard to trust given that it's far away, maybe in Russia. How do you know? You don't really know, right? But that's the idea behind it, that it's vaulted and trusted. But the coin itself then would not float in value. It would be pegged to the world market price of gold. So in essence, it would be a stable coin. A cryptocurrency stablecoin backed by China and Russia that is non-confiscatable, in essence, and that is also non-bannable. It can't be really sanctioned, and the price doesn't fluctuate much because it's pegged to the price of gold on the world markets. So let me ask you this question. If you had to choose between these two systems, okay, the Western system, which is the BIS system, where you don't own anything and you don't have custody of anything and it's all centrally controlled through a unified ledger run by anti-human globalists who want to roll out a bunch of rules to decide whether you are given permission to use whatever assets you think you own. Like, if you could choose between that system versus the upcoming Russia-China system, which is decentralized, peer-to-peer, non-confiscatable, stablecoin backed by gold, no government can take it, right? You own it. You own the coins. You take possession in your own wallet. You control it. you get to decide what to do with it. Between those two systems, which system would you choose? And the answer is obvious. You would choose the BRICS system. And potentially billions of people on this planet will. If not billions, then at least probably many millions who have the most assets and run the businesses and run the local banks and things like that. So I see a day where people who are idiots, who don't know anything about privacy and confiscatability, and who don't know that there's censorship that's extreme and so on, they will sign up for the BIS system, the CBDC system, let's say, the government-promoted system where you own nothing and you'll be happy, and you have no custody, no real ownership, no control. The morons and idiots will sign up for that system. You know, people you know, family and friends, we all have them. We all have morons in our family and morons who used to be friends and so on. So yeah, those people are going to sign up for the global control system. No question about it. And then there are going to be other people. People who sign up for something different. Something where you're in control, where you have custody, where you are in charge. And that system could be cryptocurrency. It could be a privacy coin like Monero. It could be Bitcoin. Or it could be the BRICS system, their new gold-backed cryptocurrency. And even if the U.S. government said, well, we're going to outlaw that. You're not allowed to own, you know, Russia and China and their gold-backed crypto. You're not allowed to own that. Well, so what? You think that's going to stop people from actually owning it? People will just install a VPN, change their IP address to, you know, the United Arab Emirates or something, and they'll just start buying Russia's coin as a store of value. Lots of people will do that. And it wouldn't be irrational to do something like that, would it? If it's a store of value, while the U.S. dollar loses value, goes into really a hyperinflation event where the devaluation of the dollar accelerates, wouldn't you be smart to put your money into something that actually holds value, something pegged to gold? You know, something pegged to gold and backed by two of the most powerful economies in the world, China being the most powerful economy at this point, and Russia being an economy that has dominion over about one-third of the world's natural resources, including energy and minerals and, you know, fertilizer inputs and food and so on. Again, you wouldn't be crazy to put assets into that kind of a coin. You would be crazy to keep holding on to the dollar and just losing value every single day, which is exactly what the dollar is doing. That would be crazy. That's the default position that a lot of people will just, you know, they'll just do it automatically because they're not thinking about any of this. But informed people will not do that. Informed people will find exit ramps to get out of the dollar. And by the way, those exit ramps exist right now. So let me give you a couple practical things you can do. Number one, you can go on to an online exchange like Kraken.com, which they have reinstated my account and they apologize for banning me. That was a mistake, it turns out. You can go on to Kraken.com and you can deposit money. You can purchase XMR, which is Monero. It's a privacy coin. You can purchase the privacy coin right now. And no one can stop you from owning it, holding it, using it the way that you want. Because, again, it's a privacy coin and no one even knows that you have it. Secondly, if you want gold and silver, you can also, of course, support our sponsor, which is the Treasure Island Precious Metals and Coin Company. They are available at metalswithmike.com. And seriously, go there, look at their prices, compare their prices. They have real-time online pricing. They don't run a bait-and-switch operation. They run very competitive pricing. Discreet, insured delivery. They're honest brokers. They've treated our customers very well for many years. I trust them. My family trusts them. I buy from them. When I get gold and silver, that's who I go to. And they've never let me down. And they have helped, again, huge numbers of our customers. So check them out, metalswithmike.com, and understand they don't pay me a commission on gold and silver sales. their prices are so good, there's no room for commissions, by the way. This is not an affiliate arrangement. So check that out. Or, again, just acquire crypto. Watch my new show, Decentralize.tv, if you want to learn about some of the top crypto projects in the world. Privacy coins in particular, that's the emphasis of the show, is digital privacy. And we are interviewing, in fact, we've already interviewed some of the top leaders of cryptocurrency projects that are the most promising. They have the best upcoming technology in the world, bar none, in the space of privacy. In fact, we've done 7 interviews so far. We've only published 2. There's 5 more episodes yet to be published. You're going to love them. And we're filming 2 or 3 more episodes each week. So watch that show. Again, that's at decentralize.tv. And that's just spelled with I-Z-E, not a D. It's not past tense, not decentralized. It's decentralize.tv, like do it now. So check it out. Get informed. I think you'll really appreciate that. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the founder of Brighteon.com. Take care.